Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am me on Sean, S-E-A-N, Rullo, R-U-L-L-O. Sean Rullo is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on a 10-20. But at that time, he was pulling plastic wrap on a loaded pallet that was at shoulder height. Paired the plastic tore, and he fell onto his right elbow. Paired, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Paired, he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of rotator cuff tear. Paired, this was repaired surgically in August of 2020. Paired, he's no longer receiving any active treatment, but does use ibuprofen and ice on an as-needed basis. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Per the records provided, Mr. Rullo was seen at WorkNet on 8/11/20, reporting he was injured the previous day. Period, he fell backwards onto a concrete floor, landing on his right arm and shoulder while trying to pull heavy objects. Period, the strap suddenly broke and he lost his balance and fell onto the floor. Period, he also had weakness in his arm. Period. After evaluation, he was diagnosed with right shoulder strain with concern for rotator cuff tear. Paired x-rays were also done, showing no acute fracture or dislocation. Paired was prescribed medication and quickly referred for an MRI of the shoulder. Paired on 8/18/20, followed up after having the MRI. Period, they wrote it found a rotator cuff tear. Scratch that. Complete supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon tear with retraction of the mid-humeral head, semicolon. Small partial thickness tear of the subscapularis tendon, semicolon. Subacromial bursitis, comma. Superior migration of the humeral head with posterior subluxation of the humeral head is noted. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Rullo was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 8/19/20. Period. On 8/20/20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively and was prescribed analgesic medications. Period. He also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph on 1/12/21, he had an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. On 2/22/21, he had a second opinion evaluation by Dr. Austin. Period. He opined about the surgical options that might be available with their pros and cons. Period. He explained the examinee will have functional deficits going forward despite further treatments. Period. Further therapy may provide some benefit, but it is likely that he has plateaued in his functional recovery from surgery. Period. In an effort to improve function, additional surgeries could be performed. Period. Otherwise, his alternative was to live with the arm and continue with exercises and set permanent restrictions as necessary. Period. Paragraph, he did participate in an FCE on 3/23/21. Period, Mr. Rullo did perform the evaluation with maximum effort. Period, was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period, continued to see Dr. Dwyer post-operatively running through /12/29/20. And he ordered the MR arthrogram. Period. New paragraph, physical exam. Extremities upper, inspection revealed. barely visible scars about the right shoulder. Paired motion of the right shoulder had crepitus and tenderness with range of motion. Paired adduction was 40 degrees, abduction 110 degrees, flexion 90 degrees, internal rotation to 70 degrees, and external rotation to 80 degrees. Paired extension was full to 50 degrees. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level compared to the T10 on the left, which was borderline normal. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or interlocking. Paired mani muscle test was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. Paired had mild tenderness, palpation in the right bicipital groove, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuvers, suggestive of sensory magnification. Paired he did have positive near, Jurgensen's, and aptly scratch test on the right, which were negative on the left. Paired the rest of those maneuvers are normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal impressions. On 8-10-20, Sean Rulo fell onto his right upper extremity while at work. Paired he was seen the next day at WorkNet, and had x-rays that showed no acute fractures or dislocations. But he was initiated on conservative care, but remained symptomatic. Pretty then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer and quickly submitted to surgery on 8-20-20 to be inserted here. Period. By then, he had also undergone an MRI. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively, followed by an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder on 1-12-21 to be inserted here. Paired Mr. Rulo participated in an FCE on 3-23-21. That deemed he was able to work in the light physical demand category. Paired. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion by the right shoulder with crepitus. Paired. There was weakness in resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation, and tenderness at the right bicipital groove. Paired certain provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder were positive, but others were negative. Paired he had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver. Paired there was full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Paired in paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Paired. And that is the end.